some very important set of halachos in regards to foods that are hot, and a case of where one food falls on top of another. And let's just review what we had seen last time, and then we had mentioned it's also very, very important in Hilchos Shabbos, and then come to a few important halacha l'maaseh conclusions. The Gemara has a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. When you have something that's hot that's being poured on top of something that's cold, do we say Iba'ogavar, that the thing that's on top heats the thing that's on bottom? Or Tata'ogavar, the thing that's on bottom which is cool, cools off that which comes from on top? What is a nafkamina? Nafkamina, first in Hilchos Kashrus, is going to be whether when what comes from on top is let's say, milk, and what's on bottom is cold meat. In such a case, if you say tata gavar, then really it never became basar b'chalav. Halacha l'maisa, therefore, would be that, and this is how we paskin tata gavar, halacha l'maisa, before a few very, very important qualifications, the Mechaber writes that since we paskin tata gavar, really, the meat itself is mutter, is not even considered basar b'chalav. You have milk that's being poured from on top. However, there are shitos, and we choshesh that irui is mevashel kedei klipa, is mevashel the first layer. And if it's mevashel kedei klipa, in such a case, the halacha is that what you're supposed to do is remove that first layer. And once you remove the first layer, the halacha is that it's not considered basar b'chalav at all. However, Rav Nevinzal Shlita has pointed out to me that when it comes to the sugya of ilal gavar and tatal gavar, he says it's very, very hard to understand the pragmatics, the metzius in regards to these cases of basar b'chalav. Because at the end of the day, you and I know that when we have instant soups, that you pour hot water from on top and it heats up the soup inside. And therefore, Rav Nevinzal, in many cases, is choshesh that at the end of the day, that it is mevashel, the lower thing inside. Even though in pure case in Shulchan Aruch, we say that irui is not mevashel. And therefore, there are times that we're going to be machmir as a chashash, that there, the metzius seems to defy that reality of the tatal gavar. So bottom line, in Hilchos Shabbos, this comes up all the time. We have hot water that's being poured onto tea. If you have hot water that's being poured onto tea, so then in such a case, the hot water is mevashel, the tea kedei klipa, and one has to be machmir for bishul. L'kulei alma, according to halacha l'maaseh in the Mishnah Berurah. When it comes to basar v'chalav, so here, mi'ikr d'dina, according to the Shulchan Aruch, all you have to do is peel off the top piece of meat, and the rest of the meat is kosher. However, there is a real issue that's at play over here, that we mentioned, that at the end of the day, remember the last hachush ma'achish. So there is a interesting position of the Prima Gadin that the Mishnah Berurah himself seems to follow in Hilchos Shabbos. And that is to differentiate that maybe the only time we're going to be makel is in a case of nifsak hakiluach. Nifsak hakiluach means that it's not that it came from the kli rishon on top and it was poured onto it. Then we would be choshesh, that's mevashel everything. The only time we'll be makel is by irui shenifsak hakiluach. Nifsak hakiluach means the following. It means that there's been a break from the pouring of the kli rishon to the food that it came into, which means practically the following. Nifsak hakiluach means a person stopped pouring. The hot water ran along either the ground or sometimes even the air. So then in such a case, the Prima Gadin says we could be makel and say that the iru is not going to be mevasha. And then it could very well be that the bottom stuff is going to be mutter. However, if we're talking about a case of irui lo nifsaka kiluach, could very well be that in such an instance will be machmer that's mevashel entirely. And that, I asked from them itself, one could say that that's the answer to the question of the mitzius, and he said that might be a good answer, halacha l'maisa, in regards to the mitzius, the way to reconcile the difficulties in the mitzius. So let's talk now, bottom line, Hilchos Kashrus and Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Kashrus, if you have something hot on the bottom and something cold falls in, then for sure, if what's on bottom is a kli rishon, it's mevashel, makes it baser b'chalav. If what was hot is what was above and what's cold is below, according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and many poskim, then in such a case it would only be mevashel kedei klipa the top, and technically if you have hot milk poured onto cold meat, all you would have to do is remove the top klipa. However, the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Shabbos is choshesh for the Shita of the Prima Gadol that appears later on in Hilchos Taruvos and says that in Hilchos Shabbos we cannot be mekel if it's an irui shalom nifsa kakiluach, and we consider that irui as being mevashel, not only kadei klipa, the whole thing. And therefore, in Hilchos Shabbos, for sure, one has to be machmir, not to pour onto something that is a kli rishon into something that's called on a kli sheni, that we're choshe it's going to be mevashel, might even be mevashel more than kedei klipa. But either way, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's also to be mevashel, whether it's kedei klipa or even the entire piece. And therefore, in Hilchos Shabbos, one has to be machmir and iru kli rishon. In Hilchos Kashrus, the only time we'd be able to be mekel if it's hot milk falling onto cold meat is if it was nifsak hakiluach. In other words, that the pouring process has stopped, it's run along the ground, then in such a case, or the counter, then in such a case, one would be able to make kedei klipa. But halacha l'maisa, if something hot milk fell onto meat, went inside the meat, as far as the milk went inside of the meat, you would have to be machmir and to strip away the entire way, not only the top, yeah. Yes, Avram?
Is that where you have like a hot milk, like sitting